Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This will be one of the most important votes that members of this chamber will ever take in their entire careers. And it's an issue we never thought we would have to actually address, but that moment has come to us now.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was one of more than 220 votes in favor of the SAVE Act, a controversial bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote. House Republicans are praising its passage, saying it'll crack down on non-citizen voting in federal elections. That's already a crime and is vanishingly rare. Democrats charge the bill actually aims to put ballot roadblocks in front of students, seniors, and minority citizens. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Ana Paulina Luna's bill to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in inherent contempt of the House failed by 6 votes, including 4 Republicans who sided with the Democrats. Luna describes the stiff financial penalties her bill would have imposed.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives shall impose a fine, which may not be paid with appropriated funds, on Attorney General Garland of $10,000 per day until such a time as Attorney General Garland complies with subpoena of the House of Representatives by turning over the audio tapes.
While the Senate's 2025 budget is gaining bipartisan support, the House failed to pass its version by a narrow vote. This comes as a proposed budget from the Republican Study Committee would extend Trump-era tax cuts, which benefit corporations and the wealthy. Porter McConnell with Americans for Financial Reform says its radical measures call for slashing hugely popular programs to pay for them.
They propose cutting $1.5 trillion from Social Security, and they propose to do that by raising the retirement age to 69 and by lowering the benefits that you get when you do retire.
President Joe Biden's campaign is downplaying a small gaffe before a press conference where he hoped to reassure voters about his acuity. When introducing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Biden initially called him President Putin, the name of the Russian leader who invaded Ukraine. During the conference, Biden insisted he is the best person to lead the ticket and he's just going to keep moving. Doubts about Biden's age seem to have only slightly shifted polls in favor of former President Donald Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris, who many say should take the top spot on the Democratic ticket, says Biden should stay in the race.
Now, we always knew this election would be tough, and the past few days have been a reminder that running for President of the United States is never easy, nor should it be. But one thing we know about our President, Joe Biden, is that he is a fighter.
Behind the scenes, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is reportedly lobbying for Biden to step down, but the younger leader she herself made room for, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, says Democrats are staying united and focusing on working for ordinary Americans.
The affirmative agenda that we have for the American people related to lowering housing costs or ending price gouging or growing the middle class, defending democracy and fighting for reproductive freedom.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different-